And welcome back to Share Truth, Apply Scripture. I am Jordan Chambly, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Cedra Sart.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
It's been a minute, because I know last weekend we did a best of.
Yes, 4th of July.
I don't normally I don't normally announce that, but you were on vacation, so what's up?
Yeah, so I had a great vacation. It was good to spend time with family and, you know, enjoy a sweltering hot beach.
This is a prime time to be out there on the beach.
Oh, goodness. I wanted to stay inside most of the time, but the kids really wanted to be in the water. So that's where we were. But it was good.
Well, if you're listening to this, we are, during this recording, we are setting up and getting ready for our annual Marriage Family Life Conference. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it is too late for you to register for the 2023. Conference.
Right.
So I encourage you to follow AFA on social media. You can go to marriagefamilylife.net to find all this information and just go ahead and be thinking about next year, because it is a great conference. Awesome speakers that really phenomenal.
Really, yeah.
And it's one of the few conferences I know that have something for everybody. Mm-hmm. There is what we call the Youth Apologetics Track, or YAT for short.
And
something for the kids ages 4 to 17. They'll have their own separate thing they can go to, and they have things tailored to them. And, of course, they do list everything so you know what the kids are hearing about and stuff. And then if there's, you know, I know with the teens there's some pretty heavy topics there, which you know about beforehand, and you can decide if you want your kid in that. Or maybe you can jump ahead and get on the topic because it's... Yeah. Very good.
It is really good. Very well put together. A lot of great speakers, like you said. It always takes place in the same time of year, too, about, you know, July 6, 7, 8. Is that what the time frame is?
I think they have dates almost ready.
Yeah.
For next year. Like, you know, got to start planning, booking places and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, if you follow AFA, AFR on social media, like as soon as the information releases, you'll be able to see it and you can go ahead and pre-register. They usually have an early bird thing. And so it's just going to be an overall great weekend.
Yeah. And lots of, friends of Shared Truth Applied Scripture are going to be there as well. I know we've had conversations with Will and Miki Addison on the show probably a few times previously, and they're very heavily involved, and we'll be speaking there.
Abraham Hamilton III. If you listen to AFR, then you've probably heard of him at some point. I know that we've had him on. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But he is very busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Radio program. And so we appreciate him. And there's just so many others. And I know that if you didn't get in this time, it's too late. And you probably have your summer planned.
Right.
Just go ahead and be thinking about next year, because we would love to see you there. I'm going to be there working. Jordan is going to be there somewhere working, aren't you?
I believe perhaps.
So. Perhaps. I didn't know your schedule, but so usually we are there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking. I guess for 2024, it's a little too early to be.
Yeah,
going.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see what happens.
I'm not sure. It's got a whole year, but you'll get to meet several of the employees of AFR. So if you enjoy any of the radio programs or anything, we would love to meet and talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, kind of speaking of great things to listen to, let's get into this conversation.
Yeah.
This episode's going to be about morality. And actually very much, you know, in line with what's going on at the Marriage Family Life Conferences, because they're going to be talking a lot about the foundation of what we believe about family, what we believe about, Christianity, especially when it comes to that youth apologetics track. A lot of the things that they're going to be covering are, you know, why do we believe the things that we believe? Mm-hmm. Why do we say, you know, this thing is good and this thing over here is bad, and what makes this different than, you know, what other people believe?
Yeah. And our friends here at AFA, we have a department called American Family Studios, or AFS. Mm-hmm. They have put out some great content that might help you on this. There's a couple documentaries that I highly encourage you to look at. One called The God Who Speaks and one called In His Image. And so, and they have tons of other speakers who come in and talk on different things. So if you want more content on these type things, please go to AFA.net and find everything there.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about morality for a bit, because I think it might be helpful to sort of define morality. I guess the way I would define morality in a very general sense would be just, you know, what we believe individually or as a society, what we believe is right and wrong. And oftentimes there's a lot of the idea of justice behind that as well. So when we're living together and we're doing things, how do you address issues that arise between people? How do you address things that you know, people are doing that don't align with what everyone else believes? That's generally morality. That might be more of how society, or how, but that might be more of a worldly view of morality. So sort of this, you know, idea of what just generally is right and wrong. But when we talk about morality from a Christian point of view, it kind of takes on a whole new light. It's not just the rules that you play by to get along with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into, there is, you have a responsibility as a creature, as a creation of God, to act a certain way, to do certain things and to not do certain things that do not align with the will of God, do not align with his character and his word. And he has given us these things, you know, mm-hmm. he's given us his word. And even before the Bible existed, there were prophets, you know, there were people who would come and they would give instructions to God's people. So I guess the foundation for morality for Christians has to be the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be.
I think so many times, and we see it here, I think in America,
mm-hmm.
it's very, very heavy with quote-unquote churches,
mm-hmm.
That are not following Scripture. They are very much following the world's definition of morality.
Yeah.
And that's because we as Christians aren't doing our job, and that is, when someone presents a moral issue to you, do you just listen to their words and take their little quick slogans that they post on Facebook and run with it? And even if someone is quoting Scripture at you,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean they are right.
Right.
You can easily twist Scripture to make things. Yeah,
absolutely.
So when someone comes up to you with one, here's one, we're talking about a moral issue,
mm-hmm.
but if God is love, I hear that one mm-hmm. a lot.
Yes.
When it comes to a certain issues.
Yeah.
But if God is love, isn't all love okay? And I was like, I don't think, that's when you have to look at context as well.
Mm-hmm.
So don't look at just, you can't just look at God as love. You have to look and see what love means, actually means.
Right, yeah.
And so just across the board, when it comes to moral issues, when someone presents you with something like that, you can't go with that one little verse or even one little passage and just base everything off of that.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important for us as believers to be rooted in the Word constantly every day.
Right.
The entire Bible. I know it's easy just to go off and read your little passage of Psalms or Proverbs. Mm-hmm. I've done it before where I'm just like tired at night. And I was like, I haven't read Bible today.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to flip to Proverbs.
Yeah.
Seems like a good one.
Yeah. And I mean, usually it's a great.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying don't study those books.
Right, right.
But I mean, you're going to have to start, you know, like really study the Scripture and all of the Scripture.
No, it is interesting that you brought up how people will take that kind of verse way out of context and use it to justify.
And that's just one example, too.
Yeah,
there's so many different things.
Goodness, there's so many. There's kind of like on the other side of the coin there, there can be the, you know, the people who cherry pick verses to support their very legalistic way of mm-hmm. living, their legalistic worldview as like, look, if you want to have a successful life, or if you want to have a life that, you know, will give you blessings from God,
mm-hmm.
then here's this list of passages you have to, you know, check all of the boxes. And you have to be very careful. And a lot of times these people will actually, like the Pharisees, add on a bunch of other mm-hmm. things to these principles that they're pulling from Scripture. And so what you have is a works-based righteousness. You have a, you know, you might as well not even have Jesus in the picture, because obviously you can just work your way to goodness and mm-hmm. please God that way if you just try hard enough. So there are two things that you want to avoid when you're approaching the Word of God and searching for how does this serve as the foundation for all that is moral. Well, you don't want to cherry pick to justify things that you want to be allowed to do, mm-hmm. but you also don't want to cherry pick to, you know, boost your ego and give yourself a list of rules to follow to be a good person.
Yeah. And I will say, if you have certain beliefs and you're, you know, and you've been going this whole time with this belief, and then someone who considers you, you know, who says, I'm your brother or sister in Christ, and I think you're wrong on this, and here's where I think even if you, you know, no matter how right you think you are,
right,
I think if someone points that out to you, you have to be ready to look into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be sure. Don't just, I mean, don't let your pride get in the way of owning up to being wrong.
Well, that, and that can be such a, that's that can probably be where a lot of the challenge is because when you feel very strongly about certain things and then someone comes up and they're a fellow brother or sister in Christ and they rebuke you, or maybe not rebuke you, but they just kind of confront you on something that they think that you're out of line on. And maybe you are, maybe you aren't, but it can be really hard to swallow the pride and to listen to them.
To listen.
Because
yeah,
we tend to hold these things very closely.
And we tend to let anger take over at that point.
Yeah. So it's really good to kind of examine in those situations, like, is the thing that you're really getting worked over, is it a secondary issue or is it a primary issue?
And there are a lot of things. So once you go back to scripture and you know, like, no, this is what the word of God says, you have to be ready to stand on that.
Yeah.
Stay with it. Don't back down just because other people are telling you you're wrong. I mean, again, you have to be ready to listen and hear people out. But again, once you've done your studying in the word and you know that you know what scripture says, you stay with it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're being led by the Holy Spirit and you're coming to conclusions based on an honest reading of the word and you're praying and you're meditating and you come to a conclusion in the scriptures, and this, I would even add on to that, like, this should probably be backed up by spiritual authority in life. Maybe that's your pastor, or maybe that's fellow Christians who are coming along and saying, yeah, we're going to affirm that. That's a discipline that's going to be, that's a challenge to hone, I think.
Yeah. You kind of, in your notes, Jordan, put a question, the number 3 there.
Yeah.
Where you're asking, and I'd really appreciate these notes, by the way,
yeah.
about just people's view on morality and how it has changed over the years. People think that's a basic question.
Right.
I don't think it is as much as people think it is. Because I hear it all the time. I miss back when, you know, like, people didn't do that when I was younger,
right.
you know, and stuff. And people, I hear it all the time, people talk about how bad things are getting. I was like, yeah, in our area, things sometimes, I mean, we're very lucky in a lot of ways. And in some ways, things are getting worse. I don't know if it's necessarily worse, because if you look back, sin has been around
since
Adam and Eve, since the first sin. It's just sin has continued on, and it's not that I think, you know, there in some areas, things that shouldn't be accepted are being accepted. But if you go back, there are other times when that in other places that is accepted.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think culturally, too, throughout history, you can see, I mean, not just in America, just all over the world, I think this is the theme, that cultures tend to trade one sin for another over the course of time. Whereas, you know, maybe at one point in our nation, let's just take our nation, you know, we had the sin of slavery, you know, which was legalized human trafficking. You know, like, that was what it was. And that was a sin, and it was evil, and it was, you know, despicable. But we've
things like that are still going on.
Yes, yes.
It's not.
Just because it's illegal doesn't mean it's not happening. And that's very true. But societally acceptable sin, that was one of them not too long ago, just like 100 years ago, maybe. Now we see that's passed away. That's no longer socially acceptable. It's, in fact, illegal. Very, very vehemently argued against, and everyone knows that this thing is bad. But now we have new things that have come and take its place. These are things that might not necessarily on the outside seem so wicked, maybe, or they might feel different. Because it's only concerning individuals and individual choices, and, you know, people aren't necessarily hurting one another. So you have the issue of transgenderism, you know, and you have individuals making choices that do not align with what God
Yeah. But now we've moved into an era where people are trying to allow children to transition.
Yeah.
Whose brains aren't even fully developed.
Right.
And then on the other side of that, I see a lot of this detransition movement of people who say, like, I was allowed to make a choice when I was a kid, and now I can't fully, I can never fully come back from that, fully recover. So.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, to think about, you know, we could probably really easily just say, oh, well, these people, you know, they're not churched. They're not, you know, they don't claim to be believers. You know, most of them anyway don't. And, you know, well, we can't expect them to live, you know, moral lives, or we can't expect them to live Christian lives. And to a degree, I'd be like, yeah, that's absolutely true. We can't expect them to live as if they are Christians if
they
aren't.
You should be surprised.
We should. Yeah. There shouldn't be an element of like surprise there. But I had a conversation with Brother Bert Harper, who hosts the Exploring the Word show here on AFR.
He also has a weekend program called Exploring Missions.
Yes, yeah. So very good guy. Very, I love talking to him about these kind of things. And I did an interview with him for an article that this episode is actually kind of based on. And he talked about how even unreached, unevangelized people groups around the world will have systems of morality that to one extent or another actually kind of align with what the Bible says. And this is not an accident. If we look at the Bible, if we look at Romans 1, Paul talks about how God has written his law on the hearts of men, not just Christians. He's written his law on the heart of all humanity. What that means is we have a conscience. We have this innate understanding of what is right and what is wrong. These can change over time as we grow and as we, you know, we're tempted and we you know, turn a deaf ear to our conscience so that it's weaker, or that we can even convince this inner alignment of good and evil. We can convince it to be, you know, twist it to something different so that it's basically, you know, there's nothing to hear anymore. But we all have this conscience. We all have this witness inside of us that's telling us this is good and this is bad.
Yeah.
Now, it's not perfect and it's not the Bible, but it is enough. And the Bible says that it is enough to condemn a person who sins. So nature proclaims to us that there is a God and this God is good, and our own hearts bear witness to this, and because we choose to sin, that is enough there to condemn us, and the wrath of God is upon us at that point.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, like, most, even some of the most vile people in history, what we would consider the most vile people in human history, they, you know, they have a start. They have, when they start doing whatever, like, let's say a serial killer.
Yeah.
Usually, there's probably something there when they start doing it, you know, that says this is wrong.
Yeah.
And I mean, it, you know, of course there are those who are known psychopaths that like actually documented, you know, doctor has diagnosed them as being a psychopath. And that is a part of our world of sickness and sin. It's just a product. But, you know, there are times when even the most vile people, though, have that conscience in them that's telling them what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
Now, their desires, their sinful desires, their human nature takes over, and they push the guilt away and continue what they're doing. But even they have it.
Yeah.
Some deep down.
Yeah. Well, and I guess the question then some might have would be, well, can't I just rely on my conscience then? Can I just, you know, sit back and go with that inner feeling of, you know, that instinct that God's given me of what's good and what's bad? Why do I even have to bother with what the Bible says?
Well, then there's your human side.
Yeah.
We live in a world, again, I've probably said it a million times on this program. For all the times you want to know why things are this way or that way, that's because humanity, sinfulness, ever since sin entered the world, things, you know, that's just how things are.
Right.
You know, and so even when you have that in you telling you this is wrong, whatever, you also have your human side telling you, but is it really?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And also, like, you know, even if you do, you try your best to follow your conscience and stuff, and mm-hmm. and you want to really work out your own righteousness, it's not going to work because, you know, for one thing, your conscience isn't perfect. It's not the Bible. It's not going to tell you perfectly everything that is mm-hmm. right and wrong. Also, it's really, it's impossible to work your way to salvation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're relying on anything other than the work of Christ, then you really just don't have any hope.
Yeah.
And so your conscience is there. It's a helpful tool, and you should listen to it. But more so, you should listen to the Word of God. In fact, the Word of God should be informing your conscience.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just put on cruise control and coast along with your conscience there.
I think every episode we really push the dive into Scripture, people.
Yeah, it's the Share Truth, Apply Scripture.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, that's the name of our show. Uh-huh. I mean, that's what we want. Not just what we want you to mm-hmm. do. It's, I mean, we do want you to get into Scripture. Mm-hmm. It is what you're commanded to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're commanded in the Word of God to be in the Word.
Right.
And to spend, and it says God is the Word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you're spending time with Him, you're spending time in the Word. If you're spending time in the Word, you're spending time with Him.
Right, yeah. This can be an interesting topic to talk about, especially in our culture where individual freedom and liberty is such a strong theme in our culture, in our society, where
mm-hmm.
if you dare to tell someone what they should and should not do, then you better be ready for a fight. And I think even, you know, in the political realm, we take that stance a bit. While we want our laws to honor the Lord and respect the morality that is founded on the Word of God, we also acknowledge that, you know, like the founder said, we all have rights that have been given to us by God. And these rights are responsibilities. So each individual right, you know, your right to life, liberty, that pursuit of happiness, God has given that to you, and you decide, all right, are you going to lay these down and follow the Lord, or use these rights to follow the Lord, or are you going to use them to worship yourself,
mm-hmm.
to fulfill your desires and live for yourself?
Being that that's a good thing, being that we just came out of Pride Month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is what, I mean, pride, the word pride, you know, kind of just sums it up a little bit. And it's all about, worshiping
mm-hmm.
yourself
mm-hmm.
and being whatever you think you want to be.
Yeah.
Taking those desires that your conscience is warning you about.
Right.
And making them your entire personality, making them your entire existence about that. And so, talking about morality.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, I believe that is, that those rights that people have to express themselves and you know, and to, you know, we believe in freedom of speech. We believe that, you know, people have the right to.
I think within reason, I think that we should keep certain things.
Yeah.
Because at these certain events, they tend to, you have a lot of uncovered people.
Yeah.
And things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And children are there.
Right.
And that obviously is unacceptable. But
right. And that's why the church is there, right, to proclaim that the gospel
mm-hmm.
and to preach the Word of God, because that really is the only hope. You have a lot of people who are genuinely, I believe, they're trying their best. They're doing their best. They want to be a good person, but they are captive to sin, and they genuinely, mm-hmm. they cannot conceive of another way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the church is here, partly why the church is here, to be that witness, to point the way to Christ, and to share the truth, because without that, you know, all we have, we have just our best guess as to how to please God,
mm-hmm.
and our best guess will always fall short, and we will always have no hope without the Word of God to teach us, to teach us who God is, what His character is, and how to live to please Him. But beyond that, who Christ is, and He is our only hope. So while we do want to obey the Lord, we want to please Him, and we should. That is not our hope. Our ultimate hope is the finished work of Christ, And that is, we should be there alongside the lost people, alongside the people who don't have this, whether they are trying their best to be good and work their way to salvation or work up their own righteousness, or they've just given up and they're just embracing every desire of their heart. Either way, we should be there to witness to them and to point the way to Christ.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that would be a good place to end it if we didn't have. Let's just cut it off. No, this is a very heavy topic,
I
think you could break it down and talk about it in several episodes. But like you said, this is based off an article.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that article published yet?
I believe that it is. Now, I did not write down which it came, which magazine it was in. I want to say that it's this month. I want to say it's July.
Yeah. So, I think you might, a few people might be able to go back. And eventually, it could end up online on on the online blog. So if you go to AFA.net, that just tells you, that shows you everything, our radio, news, and you look up The Stand, and there's tons of stuff there. And you can also sign up to receive The Stand magazine.
Right.
That'll be in your home each month. And I believe you can get 6 months free when you first sign up.
Yeah.
And then decide if you want to continue getting it. I think you will. I think you'll enjoy it. Nah.
Yeah.
And it's lots of great content. So if some good writers who really put a lot of thought and prayer and work into their writing. And
absolutely.
I encourage everybody to check that out.
Yeah. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. So until next week, continue to share truth and apply scripture.